Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is clear and warm today. In Tel Aviv, expect bright skies and gentle breezes. Jerusalem will see similar conditions, while Eilut enjoys a sunny day. Here are today's headlines. First, in the IDF, doubts were cast on cheap weapons. Then came the assassination of Sinwar. Drones have become a crucial tool in the conflict, says Mariv, just 2 hours ago. Also, Israel kills senior commander trying to restore Hamas power in Gaza. This report comes from Ynet earlier this morning. Also this hour, the American Emirati AI project changes direction due to Iranian threats. Israel Hayom reports this development from earlier today. Separately, a documentary alleging Israel committed wanton killing in Gaza receives a standing ovation in Venice, Forward reports. And finally this morning, a standing ovation was given to the documentary at the Venice Film Festival, as reported by Forward. Here's what people are saying online. Ambassador Mike Huckabee posting recently thanked Hills Fuld for highlighting Israel's struggles with genocide and apartheid and urged Europe to take note. Middle East 24 reported an hour ago that Ukraine hit a key Iran-Russia logistics hub in the Caspian Sea, paralyzing the Makhachkala port and damaging Russian warships. Yael Bar-Tur, a commentator, praised Israel's public relations, noting that the current international attention is invaluable. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF, Mariv reports that drones have become indispensable in the conflict, evolving from surveillance tools to integral combat assets. The assassination of Sinwar is said to mark a pivotal shift in military strategy. This development raises questions about future warfare dynamics in the region. Turning to Gaza, Ynet discloses that Mohammed Yazouri, a senior Hamas commander, was killed in Al-Mawasi. This operation followed several previous attempts on his life. The IDF and Shin Bet's action underscores ongoing tensions and the continuous cycle of conflict in the area. Meanwhile, the American Emirati AI project is changing direction. According to Israel Hayom, the project faces adjustments due to fears of Iranian missile and drone threats. This shift reflects the growing regional volatility and its impact on international collaborations. On the cultural front, Forward highlights a documentary that alleges IDF misconduct in Gaza. It received a standing ovation in Venice, sparking debate about military ethics and transparency. The film's reception may influence international perceptions of Israel's military actions. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom business reports a wave of layoffs in high tech impacting the broader economy. Office prices and salaries across sectors are now feeling the strain. Separately, Mariv business reveals 6 fires along Saudi Arabia's oil pipeline, possibly linked to Houthi attacks. This situation raises concerns about regional energy security. And finally, Tech notes a major shareholder dispute over Maccabi Tel Aviv following a $50 million acquisition. This legal battle could affect the club's future operations and ownership dynamics. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.